好，弟兄姊妹们早。那开始的时候，我们还是有一个祷告啊。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. We'll begin with a word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we're full of thanksgiving and praises to you.
早晨，我们再一次围绕在你的宝座面前俯伏下拜。
This morning, we bow down before your throne.
求你开通我们每一个人的耳朵。
We pray that you can open our ears.
使我们所听见的不是人的声音，乃是圣灵的声音。
That we don't hear man's voice, but the voice of the Holy Spirit.
也求你开通我们的心窍。
Open up our hearts.
使我们所听到的能够进入到我们心里面。
That what we hear enters our hearts.
主，我们把以下的时间恭敬地仰望在你的恩手中。
We put this time following into your hands.
求主与聚会同在。
May you be with us.
垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，感谢主还给我们机会啊，来学习他的话语。
We thank the Lord has given us an opportunity to learn from his word.
开始的时候我们还是来读一些主的话啊。
Let's read some passages from scripture to begin.
弟兄姊妹们请打开这个路加福音第四章。
Please open the gospel according to Luke chapter 4.
我们中文英文一起读。
We'll read together in Chinese and in English.
路加福音第四章从第一节到第十三节。
Luke chapter 4 from verse 1 to 13.
好，我们开始。
Together.
耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野，四十天受魔鬼的试探。那些日子没有吃什么，日子满了，他就饿了。魔鬼对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。耶稣回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里说出的一切话。魔鬼又领他上了高山，霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看，对他说，这一切权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁，你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。耶稣说，经上记着说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。魔鬼又领他到耶路撒冷去，叫他站在殿顶上，顶原文所说，对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以从这里跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者保护，他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。耶稣对他说，经上说，不可试探主你的神。魔鬼用完了这样的试探，就暂时离开耶稣。那今天要跟弟兄姊妹们交通一个平常我们常常会碰到的，也是很令我们头痛的这个问题啊。
Today we're going to fellowship on something that we commonly encounter and it's a particular headache for us.
我想试探这两个字啊，弟兄姊妹们都非常熟悉。
I think temptation, this word, is something that we all know very well.
这个因为在日常的生活当中我们常常会碰到试探。
Because in our daily lives, we oftentimes are tempted.
那一个得救一个重生得救的基督徒只有你有心追求的话那你一定会碰到试探。
If you're a born again Christian, if you're pursuing God, you will surely be tested.
那一面呢魔鬼又来试探我们希望我们犯罪跌倒。
In some ways, the devil wants to tempt us so that we will sin and fall.
那一面神也许可并使用魔鬼的试探。来试验我们。
Also, the Lord allows the devil to tempt us in order to grow us.
所以这是我们必须面对的，是无可逃避的。
So this is something that we have to meet. It's something that we cannot flee from.
那今天我们就来看看魔鬼是怎么试探主耶稣基督的。
So today we're going to take a look at how Satan tempted the Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣基督又是怎么得胜的？
And how did the Lord Jesus Christ overcome?
当我们面对试探的时候应当如何来面对如何来经历得胜
And also as we face temptation, how can we be victorious?
那我们知道说当主耶稣在约旦河受浸从水里上来之后天就为他开了
So we see that after the Lord Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan, the heavens opened.
圣灵仿佛鸽子落在他身上
And the Spirit of the Lord descended on him like a dove.
在这个路加福音第四章第一节那里说耶稣被圣灵充满从约旦河回来圣灵将他引到旷野。
In Luke chapter 4 verse 1, it says, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
那我们如果读马可福音的话第一章第十二节那里记载着说是圣灵把主耶稣吹到旷野里去。
In Mark chapter 1 verse 12, it says, at once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness.
那这里告诉我们呢, 主耶稣是先受浸, 从水里上来, 然后再被圣灵充满, 然后再主动的到旷野受仇敌的试探。
So we see that first the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized by the Spirit, and then the Spirit descended onto him, and then was sent out into the wilderness by the Spirit.
那这个顺序非常重要。
This order is very important.
因为神带我们到一个环境受魔鬼试探之前呢, 他必定先赐给我们够用的恩典。
Because before the Lord sends us into a time of wilderness or temptation, He first gives us enough of His Spirit.
他把一切都准备好了。
He has prepared everything.
他已经赐给我们复活的生命。
He has given us a resurrected life.
他赐给我们圣灵。
He has given us the Spirit.
那我们所经历的试探绝对不会超过我们所能承受的。
Any temptation that we face will not be greater than what we can handle.
那我们再来看这个圣灵把主耶稣吹到旷野。
And then we see that the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness.
那什么是旷野呢?
What's the wilderness?
旷野就是干旱无水贫乏之地。
That's a place without water and full of dryness.
那我们知道说在旷野你就没有供应,没有保障,是极度恶劣的环境。
You know, it's a place without food or shelter.
对,那 我们也常常会被带到旷野里去。
Oftentimes we will be led into the wilderness.
在这种绝望的环境中呢, 最能够反映出, 最能够显明出我们里面的光景。
In these difficult circumstances, what's truly in us is most likely to manifest.
或许以前我们觉得还不错啊, 那你到旷野里面试探试探,你就知道你自己是什么样子。
Maybe you thought you were pretty good, but once you enter the wilderness and you undergo trial, you will see what your true nature is.
接着我们看马可福音第一章十三节那里说，主耶稣在试探的时候，有野兽与他同在一处。
In Mark chapter 1 verse 13, it writes that he, meaning Jesus, was with the wild animals in the wilderness.
我们感谢主，我们在绝境当中呢，我们还有弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord that even in the wilderness, we have brothers and sisters with us.
弟兄姊妹们彼此相爱，可以互相带导，互相关怀。
With brotherly love and fellowship, we can take care of each other and walk together.
一个肢体受苦，整个身体都受苦。
When one part of the body suffers, the entire body suffers together.
所以我们有同伴可以同奔天路。
So we have a companion to walk together on this heavenly way.
但是主耶稣呢?
What about Jesus Christ?
与他同在一处的是野兽。
What was with him were wild animals.
什么是野兽呢?
What's a wild animal?
野兽我们知道说野兽是没有灵的。
We know a wild animal has no spirit.
他们没有灵性,但是有兽性。
They have a soul, but no, a body, but no spirit.
那他们这一生活着就是为着满足自己的兽欲,自己肉体的欲望。
Their entire lives are living for their own bodily needs.
满足肉体的需要。
And for their bodily desires.
那这也预表那些属肉体的人。
This also represents those who are from the flesh.
那彼得就称这一类人呢, 为没有灵性的这个畜类,没有灵性的畜类。
Peter calls these people those who don't have spirit.
那主耶稣所处的环境, 我们看见了, 既是旷野又有野兽。
So we see that Jesus was in the wilderness, but also accompanied by wild animals.
那这个是雪上加霜的环境, 非常的恶劣。
This adds more difficulty to an already precarious situation.
这也是为什么说在这个马太福音第四章第二节那里记载说主耶稣在受试探的时候需要禁食。
And this is why we see that when Jesus was in the wilderness, he was also fasting.
而且禁食多久呢? 禁食40昼夜。
And he fasted 40 days.
那禁食我们知道说就是刻苦己身,又禁戒这个肉体的需要。
So we know that fasting is that we don't give in to our earthly fleshly needs.
来专心的来仰赖神。
But rather, with a focused heart to seek after God.
所以禁食和祷告是分不开的。
So fasting and prayer are inseparable.
有禁食就必定有祷告。
If you fast, you have to pray.
我们知道祷告就是专心的仰赖神。
We know prayer is a focused desire, seeking after the Lord. It's reliance on God.
所以如果只禁食不祷告的话呢,那就是减肥,那不是禁食。
So if you only fast without praying, that's dieting. That's not actually fasting.
这里40昼夜,这个40是受苦的数字。
These 40 days, 40 represents suffering.
那我们知道说主耶稣基督他禁食40昼夜，这是能所能达到的极限。
So we know that the Lord Jesus Christ fasted for 40 days and nights, which is the limitations of the human body.
摩西和以利亚虽然很厉害，但是他们也没有超过40这个极限。
Though Moses and Elijah were quite good, they were unable to fast for 40 days.
那这也告诉我们一个非常重要的真理，就是主耶稣他乃是站在能的地位上受魔鬼的试探。
And this is an important point, which is that Jesus Christ encountered temptation from man's perspective.
如果他以神的身份地位来试探的话，那他可以禁食400昼夜、4000昼夜是没有极限的。
If the Lord Jesus Christ faced temptations from his godly perspective, he would be able to fast for 4,000 days, 400 days. There's no limitation.
所以到了这个能的极限之后呢，他就饿了。
But at the limitations of the human body after 40 days, he was hungry.
那我们知道说神是不会饿的，但是人我们在肉身当中还是有肉体，还是有肉身的需要。
We know that God can never be hungry, but man has hunger.
那这个时候呢，那个试探人的就来了，试探人的就近前来了。
So at this time, the tempter comes.
我们知道那试探人的就是指魔鬼撒旦说的。
The tempter is Satan, the devil himself.
那这里很有意思，说魔鬼近前来。
It says here that the devil came to him.
那意思就是说魔鬼他早就在那里了。
What this means is the devil has been there this entire time.
他一直在那里窥探着，在那里观察着。
He was watching from afar.
所以他一看到主耶稣这个到了极限了，已经饿了，魔鬼马上就抓住这个最好的试探机会。
Said as soon as he saw that Jesus was in his weakest point when he was hungry, he seized this opportunity.
那他就近前来了。
And came up to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天魔鬼要试探我们，他也是一样的。
So today, brothers and sisters, in the same way, when Satan tempts us, he finds the opportune time.
他也是那样在那里一直在窥探着，在这个观察着我们。
He is always watching us.
魔鬼他是非常有耐心的，他的耐心远超过我们的想象。
Satan has much more patience than we can imagine.
我们或者等两天我们就受不了，等两下就受不了，但是魔鬼不会的，他会一直等下去。
Maybe we can't endure for very long, but Satan can.
那今天魔鬼如果要试探一个人的话，他有可能会等你一辈子。
Today, if Satan wants to tempt you, he may wait your entire life.
所以我们看见说他很会把握机会，他一看见有好机会，他马上就进前来了。
He knows what the right time is and he seizes it.
所以圣经就告诉我们不要给魔鬼留地步。
So the Bible tells us don't give any room to this tempter.
因为魔鬼不会错过任何机会来绊倒我们。
Because he won't forego any opportunity to try to tempt you.
那接着这个魔鬼就开始说话了。
After this, the devil begins to speak.
那他对主耶稣说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
He says, if you are the son of God, tell the stone to become bread.
这里你若是。
He says, if you are.
这个原文的意思是你既然是神的儿子。
In the original, it means you are the son of God.
那你既然是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
So, since you are the son of God, you can tell the stone to become bread.
那主耶稣就回答说，经上记着说，能活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone.
魔鬼说，你是神的儿子，你是神。
And the devil said to him, you are the son of God, you are God.
但是主耶稣回答说，人活着。
But the Lord answered that man lives.
主耶稣并没有反对说我不是神，因为他本来就是神，这是永不改变的。
But Jesus doesn't contradict the devil that he is God, because he has always been God, so this is not changing.
所以魔鬼在这里非常的诡诈，他说主耶稣是神，这个是事实，他并没有撒谎。
The devil is very wily. He says the truth here. He says that Jesus is the Son of God, which is not a lie.
但是他故意没有说的完全。
But he didn't say a complete truth.
主耶稣是完全的神，他也是完全的人。
Jesus is completely God, but he is yet also completely man.
他既是神子，也是人子。
He is the Son of God, he is the Son of man.
那魔鬼的意思是说，你既然是神的儿子，那么你就不需要挨饿。
The devil says, since you are the son of God, you don't need to hunger.
你不需要经历十字架的苦难。
You don't need to suffer the cross.
我们知道第一个人亚当，他在魔鬼的引诱下他失败了。
The first man, Adam, failed under the temptations of this devil.
那现在魔鬼他用同样的伎俩来引诱这个第二个人，也就是末后的亚当，我们的主耶稣基督。
So the Satan uses the same temptations to challenge the second Adam, Jesus Christ.
他魔鬼知道一件事情，一旦主耶稣被引离了人子的地位，离开了十字架，那么神的计划就泡汤了。
The devil knew that if Jesus were to leave, the will of God, the Father, and his manly, his human, goal to be on the cross, he would win.
那我们知道说十字架是通往神旨意唯一的道路。
We know that the cross is the only way to fulfill God's purpose.
如果没有十字架的话，那我们这些人就完全没有希望。
If there is no cross, then we have no hope.
所以我们感谢我们的主耶稣基督。
So we thank God.
他定义为我们钉十字架。
He was willing to be nailed to the cross for us.
所以当魔鬼用肉体的需要来试探主耶稣的时候，主耶稣说，人活着不是为着满足肉体的需要而活，不是靠肉体而活，乃是靠神的话。
So when the devil tried to use world fleshly needs to tempt Jesus, Jesus responded that man does not live purely for fleshly things, but on the word of God.
我们知道神的话是灵，是生命，叫人活的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
God's word is life and spirit and allows us to live in a spiritual way.
那接下来我们再来看第二个试探。
The second temptation we're going to look at now.
在路加福音第四章五到八节这里，在这里路加福音后面两个试探的顺序和马太福音所记载的这个试探的顺序是相反的。
Now we look in Luke chapter 4 verses 5 to 8. The order of these temptations are actually the opposite of it in Matthew.
那我们知道圣经是不会错的。
We know that the Bible is inerrant.
按照希腊原文来看的话，马太福音第四章那里所记载的是正确的顺序。
If you look in the original Greek, the order in Matthew is correct.
路加福音这里呢，由于写作的对象和重点不同，所以它是按照主题性的次序来写。
But the writer of Luke, here, their purpose and focus is different, so they use a different perspective and order.
这个主题性次序 topical order.
The topical order is different.
所以他重点强调说主耶稣的能性，主耶稣是能子。
So, the topical order is that God is, the Son of God, that Jesus is the Son of God.
那我们知道在伊甸园的时候，魔鬼就是用这个肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，还有今生的骄傲，这三个主题性的次序来试探第一个人亚当。
You know, in the Garden of Eden, Satan used these topics to try to tempt, Adam.
那结果我们知道亚当就失败了。
And we know that Adam failed.
现在呢，魔鬼再次用这个来试探主耶稣。
The devil uses these same temptations to try to tempt Jesus.
但是感谢主，我们的主完全得胜。
But thank the Lord, Jesus overcame.
所以这里魔鬼先带主耶稣看这个万国的荣华。
So first, the devil brought Jesus to see the splendor of the world.
然后对主说，这些都是我的，你若拜我，那你所看到的就归你了。
And he said, it is all, it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to, if you worship me.
那我们知道魔鬼并没有撒谎，这个世界确实是握在他的手中。
You know that Satan is actually not lying here either. The world is truly in his grasp.
所以这里告诉我们一件事情，我们眼睛看什么，这是非常重要。
So this gives us an important point, that whatever we see with our eyes is very important.
如果我们的眼睛看世界呢，我们就会被世界吸引，就会有这个眼目的情欲。
If we look at the world, then we will be attracted by the world.
那为了使我们这个眼目的情欲能够得到满足，我们最后呢就会向魔鬼下拜。
And then if we see the world, we have this desire for the world, we will ultimately bow down to Satan to give into this desire.
那主耶稣这里把我们的眼目转移到神身上，单单的来注视他，来侍奉他。
So here, the Lord Jesus Christ directs our vision to himself, to God, that we may serve and seek after him alone.
所以主就说了，当拜主你的神，当又侍奉他。
So the Lord Jesus says, answers, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
那最后魔鬼又带主耶稣到了这个圣殿的殿顶，原文是殿次，我们知道圣殿有那个翘起来的殿次。
Finally, the devil brought him to Jerusalem at the highest point, the very top of the temple roof.
然后又对主说，你既然是神的儿子，可以从这里跳下去。
He says, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here.
我们知道说圣殿是造在这个摩利亚山，是造在圣殿山上。
We know that, the temple of God was built on Mount Moriah.
这个殿次殿顶是非常高的。
The top of the temple is a very tall point.
如果从那里跳下去的话，那真的是万众瞩目了。
If you were to jump from there, you will certainly perish.
所有在圣殿里面敬拜的，在圣殿周围的全部都看见。
And everybody would see you because it was a very visible place.
这个时候，如果我们想象一下，如果有天使过来托住主耶稣的脚，那是一个多么荣耀。这个托住原文还不是托住，还是举起，就高抬，抬起来，举起来的意思。
So if the angels, were to lift you up in their hands as you fall down from that temple point, it would be a very glorious sight.
对，对主来说，他是何等值得骄傲，何等值得荣耀的事情。
It would be a very, honorable and proud moment for Jesus.
我想那个时候所有人都要欢呼，都要喝彩啊。
All would be in awe and wonder.
感谢主，主耶稣回答说，不可试探主你的神。
Thank the Lord, Jesus answered, do not put the Lord your God to the test.
我们知道说主耶稣他当然可以跳下去，而且天使也必定会托住他。
We know that of course Jesus could jump and the angels would protect him.
但是主耶稣不跳，为什么呢？
But Jesus did not jump. Why?
因为神并没有吩咐他跳。
Because God didn't give him the liberty to do so.
他在世上行事为人完全是顺服父神的旨意。
All that Jesus did to serve in the world was according to the will of the Father.
神没有吩咐的事他绝不做。
What God did not direct him to do, he did not.
那我想许多时候我们就常常有这个毛病，神并没有吩咐我们，但是我们就做了。
I think we often have this temptation that what God doesn't tell us to do, we still do.
许多时候我们也是故意把自己这个摆在一种那个艰难的情况之下，摆在一种危险的情况之下，来试一试看神他会不会出手。
We might even put ourselves in a very difficult, situation to test the Lord to see whether or not He will protect us.
这个好像要强迫神来保护我们，这就是对神的试探，就是挑战神。
Almost to force God to protect us. This is sort of, to pick a fight with God.
如果一个人不小心落水了，他呼叫神，神会救他的。
If we lose our step and we call out to the Lord, He will protect us.
但是呢，你如果明明不会游泳，你硬是要跳下去看一看神会不会叫你，结果就会淹死了。
But if you don't need to jump and you just wanted to test the Lord, you may drown.
到路加福音四章十三节这里说，魔鬼用完了各样的试探，就暂时离开耶稣。
In Luke 4:13, when the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time.
这个圣经是非常奇妙的，这句话看上去非常简单啊，但是很重要。
The Bible is truly remarkable, even though this seems like a very simple, passage, it's very important.
这里有用完各样。
When the devil had finished, also an opportune.
所以这里的意思就是说，虽然魔鬼的试探千奇百怪，层出不穷，有许多的试探，但是不论他怎么试探，都离不开这三个试探的范围，因为他用完各样的试探。
So, the devil had finished all this tempting. He used all his different, schemes, which were all encompassed in these three types of temptations.
所以如果我们想要更多的明白说魔鬼怎么来试探我们，我们只要熟读这一段圣经啊，又好好的来认真的详细的来读这段圣经。
So if we want to know how the Satan can tempt us, if we just carefully reread, study this passage, we'll know the different ways that the Satan uses.
魔鬼的试探都在这里，他以前对亚当是这样，对主耶稣是这样，对我们也还是这样。
All this tempting was, the same for Adam, for Jesus, and for us.
那么魔鬼他试探完之后是不是就结束了呢？
So after he finished tempting, did he end it?
当然不是，因为十三节这里说魔鬼用完了各样试探之后是暂时离开主耶稣。
Of course not, he just left him temporarily.
魔鬼离开只是暂时的。
It's only a temporary leaving.
他还会回来。
He will return.
所以在马太福音里面，马太福音十六章那里就记载了，当主耶稣对门徒说他必须受苦，必须受杀。必须被杀，然后第三天复活的时候，彼得就拉着他说：“主啊，你万不可如此。”
So in Matthew chapter 16, we know that when Jesus told his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer and be killed and on the third day be raised to life, Peter took him aside and said, "Never, Lord."
Yeah, 这事必不临到你。你是基督，是永生神的儿子，你怎么能受苦？你怎么能被杀？你怎么能够被钉十字架？
Simon Peter told Jesus that he was the Lord. How would he be able to do this? And he rebuked Jesus.
结果主耶稣就对彼得说了，撒旦，退我后边去吧。
But Jesus turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan.
你是绊我脚的。
You are a stumbling block to me.
你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns.
所以我们看见撒旦他又回来。So
we know that Satan has returned.
他继续用这样的试探来引诱主耶稣离开这个人子的地位，离开十字架。He
continues to use these temptations to get Jesus to leave his role as the Son of Man and to leave the cross.
所以今天魔鬼试探我们，他也是要引诱我们离开这个十字架的道路。
Today, Satan also wants us to leave the way of the cross.
那我们知道说，他不但是吼叫的狮子，他更像是光明的天使。吼叫的狮子也是光明的天使。吼叫。Lion.
The Satan is like also a roaring lion, but also a fallen angel.
那我们看见他甚至用这个圣经里面断章取义的话。
He even uses the Bible itself to try to tempt us.
用世界上各样的丰富来满足我们，好像一切都是为我们好一样。
To try to satisfy us with the things of this world as if it were all for our benefit.
所以我们受试探的时候，很容易就跌倒了。So
when we face temptations, it's easy for us to fall.
那尤其在这个末后的时代，在我们现今所处的时代，这个仇敌对我们的试探呢，从来没有停止过。Particularly
in this end times, the temptations of Satan never end.
那我们怎么才能够在这个试探中得胜呢?
How do we gain victory in the face of these temptations?
我们感谢主，在希伯来书第二章第十八节这里有一个非常宝贵的话。We
thank the Lord in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 18, there's a precious verse.
他说，他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。He
writes, Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted.
那我们的得胜，我们得胜乃是在于主耶稣基督受试探得胜的，他就能搭救我们这些被试探的人。Our
victory is because Jesus himself gained victory when he was tempted. He was able to help us who are being tempted.
那这也是为什么主耶稣要到旷野受魔鬼这个最严厉的试探。And
this is why Jesus needed to go into the wilderness to endure the most difficult temptation.
乃是为了救我们这些不能自救的人。
To help save those of us who can't be saved.
在启示录3章21节那里有一句话。
In Revelation 3:21, it writes,
这句话非常重要啊。
This is an important verse.
他说,得胜的我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐,就如我得了胜,在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my father on his throne.
这里的重点是,得胜的就如我得了胜。
The main point here is the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne.
感谢主，我们的得胜乃是根据主的得胜。Thank
the Lord that our victory is because of Jesus' victory.
那这是主已经为我们做成的，我们所要做的就是守住这个得胜的地位。This
victory has already been given to us, has already been accomplished by Jesus. We just need to take it.
不要受魔鬼的试探引诱离开。
And not give in to the temptations of Satan.
由于时间的关系，我快快的做一个总结啊。Because
of time, I'm just going to summarize.
那我想在路加福音这里，还有我们刚刚所读的这些圣经里面，给我们看见我们所要负责的这一方面，最少有四个点。From
Luke and these other passages, we can see four points that we are responsible for.
我们知道说，主耶稣他已经做成了他所要做的一切，他已经为我们预备好了一切，他已经得胜了。
We know Jesus has already overcome. He's done everything that we need to do.
那我们要做什么呢? 第一，要受圣灵的引导。So
we need to first follow the Spirit.
第二呢，要祷告，特别是禁食祷告。Number
two, we need to pray, particularly fast and pray.
第三呢，就是要熟读神的话。Number
three, we need to read the Word.
第四，拣选十字架的道路。Number
four, choose the way of the cross.
那 感谢主，我们知道说最后在马太福音4章11节那里说，魔鬼离开耶稣，有天使来伺候他。Thank
the Lord that we know in Mark chapter Matthew chapter 4 verse 11 it writes, Then the devil left him and angels came and attended him.
这里给我们看见先有魔鬼的试探，然后有天使的伺候。We
see that though the devil came first, after he left, angels came.
先受苦，后享荣耀。
First we suffer, later we endure glory.
这就是十字架的道路。
This is the way of the cross.
我们若是与他同受苦, 也要和他同享荣耀。
If we suffer with him, we will also be glorified with him.
那这就是主耶稣告诉我们的，告诉所有他的门徒，若有人又跟从我，就当舍己，背起十字架来跟从我。
This is what Jesus Christ told us. If any of us wish to follow him, we must take up our cross daily and suffer with him.
好，包括每一个弟兄姊妹都能够胜过试探，胜过魔鬼啊，能够一同活着背起。
May every brother and sister be able to overcome these temptations. Until the day of the Lord.
我想我就交通到这里，时间到了。
Am I sharing here?
把时间交给林环弟兄。
The time to Brother Lin.
I thank the Lord for my brother's sharing concerning temptations.
为着我的弟兄的交通，我来感谢主。
And I will continue to fellowship from a chapter of a Psalms, Psalm 121.
今天我要和大家分享的是诗篇一百二十一篇。
No.Brother and sister, if you have a Bible with you, please turn to this song, Psalm 121.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你手边有圣经的话，请翻到圣经诗篇一百二十一篇。
And the title of the song is, it says, is a song of ascents.
这个诗篇上面有一个题目，就是上行之诗。
Okay, I'm going to read it first in English, and then my brother is going to read it in Chinese.
我先读一遍英文，我的弟兄会读中文。
And this time around, I use the Darby's translation.
今天我用达比弟兄的翻译。
And because I think the Darby's translation could make the theme of the psalm more evident.
因为达比弟兄的翻译使这个诗篇的主题能够更明显。
Okay, I'm going to start reading.
我开始读。
I lift up my eyes unto the mountains. Whence shall my help come? My help cometh from Jehovah.Who made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Jehovah is thy keeper. Jehovah is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Jehovah will keep thee from all evil. He will keep thy soul. Jehovah will keep thy going out and thy coming in.From henceforth and forevermore.
诗篇一百二十一篇，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边荫庇你。白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。耶和华要保护你，免受一切的灾害。他要保护你的性命，你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
As mentioned, the Psalm 121 is a song of ascents.
我提到说的这个诗篇121篇是一个上行之诗。
And there are 15 songs of ascents in the collection of songs.
在诗篇里面一共有这个15篇的上行之诗。
The term ascents can also be translated as a degrees or steps.
这个上行这个字也可以翻译成阶梯或者是台阶的意思。
And we were told that in the Old Testament times, and when the people of Israel, and they need to come to the city of Jerusalem to celebrate the festivals three times a year.
在旧约圣经里面，我们知道以色列人每年必须有三次来到耶路撒冷，来到圣殿里面来过节。
And they travel through the land, and they need to go through the mountains and the valleys. There's ups and downs, and eventually they need to appear before the Lord in Jerusalem.
他们需要从他们的家乡经过旷野，有山谷，有高山，然后呢，来到这个耶路撒冷城，来到主的面前。
And because the city of Jerusalem is on a mountain, and so even there.On their journey, then there were ups and downs, but eventually they are going forward and they are also going upward.
因为这耶路撒冷城是建在山上，虽然在旅行的过程中间，他们会经过低谷，会经过高山，有上下下，但最后那一段他们是上行的路。
And actually, brothers and sisters, that just depicts our Christian journeys in this world.
这实际上是描述了我们基督徒在地上走天路这个图画。
And we know that the world is a very difficult place, and the Bible says that it is a great and a terrible wilderness.
我们知道世界是里面充满了困难，圣经告诉我们说，圣经描述圣经好像就是一个大而可畏的旷野。
And our brother talk about the enemy, Satan is indeed the god of this world.
我们弟兄刚才提到是这个撒旦是这个世界的王。
And the world is full of trials and temptations.
这个世界充满了试探，充满了诱惑。
And for our pilgrim journeys, we may have ups and downs.
对我们这个天路客来走的天路的过程中间，我们也许会有起起伏伏。
And sometimes we may crossing over mountains.
有些时候我们会要需要爬过山。
And sometimes we may going through a deep valley.
有些时候我们会经过低谷。
But we thank the Lord and because for us to go on this pilgrim journey is impossible.
我们感谢主，如果靠着我们自己的话呢，我们走这个天路是不可能的。
But by the grace of the Lord is our keeper.
但是感谢主，借着神的恩典，主实在是我们的保护守者。
And he has kept us, he is keeping us, he will continue to keep us till the end.
他以前保守了我们，现在正在保守我们，他一直保守我们，直到那一日见主的面。
Yes, until the day that we'll see him face to face.
直到那一天我们能够面对面的遇见我们的主。
And the theme of this psalm is exactly the keeping grace of our Lord.
这首诗歌就是讲到我们主的保守的能力。
And so, probably, if we pay attention to the Darby's translation as we just read, in this short psalm, 8 verses in total, the word keep or keeper is mentioned 6 times.
我们看见在达比弟兄的这翻译的版本里面，这首诗歌里面只有短短的八节，但是我们看见说这个保护、保护者出现了六次。
In the original language, the word keep is a manifold, and there's many meanings to it.
在这个原文里面，这个保守这个词的话呢，有多重的意思。
And it could be attend to, to take care of.
其中有一个有就是留心留意来照顾你的需要的意思。
And it could also mean to protect.And to preserve.
也有这个保护来保守的意思。
Indeed, the Lord is our keeper.
我们的主实在是我们的保护者。
And his keeping grace and power is over all over aspects of our Christian walk.
他的保守的恩典和能力在我们这个天路客走这个天路的过程中间一直是跟随着我们。
So, and one aspect of that is our keeper. The Lord attends to our need and provides for us at our timely help.
其中一个点就是我们的主留心来注意我们的需要，并也供应我们及时的帮助。
And we can see in verse 1, the psalmist says, I lift up my eyes unto the mountains.
我们看第一节这里诗歌的作者说，我要向山举目。
And the pilgrim saw a mountain in front of him as he journeyed on.
这个天路客在走天路的过程中间看见他的前面有大山。
And we know that in the Bible, and there's a spiritual meaning concerning the mountains.
我们知道在圣经里面的话呢，关于这个山的话呢，有一些是属灵的意义。
And on the one hand, the mountains could represent a higher ground for our spiritual experience.
一方面的话呢，山可以表示我们属灵的高地。
And also, on the other hand, the mountains also represent, also implies hindrances, difficulties, and dangers.
另一方面的话，那个山也可以表示拦阻，表示困难，表示那些危险。
And because it does require a lot of effort to climb over a mountain, so it represents the hindrances and the difficulties.
因为我们要爬山的话呢，是需要付代价，需要付出很大的努力的，所以就这个山就表示那个困难难阻。
And also in the ancient times, and the mountains were the places where robbers and the gangsters dwelt.
因为在旧约时代的话呢，这个山上面它藏着很多的这个强盗啊，很多的这个匪徒啊。
So in order to cross the mountain, that also implies some dangers and threats.
所以你要翻过山的时候的话呢，你就会遇到危险。
But brothers and sisters, oftentimes as we encounter difficulties and the challenges in our life and also in our service.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们日常生活中间，在我们的服事里面，我们也会遇到困难。
And that's the time that we look upon the Lord for help.
这就是我们需要来注目、仰望我们的主来寻求帮助的时候。
And that's the help.Only the Lord can offer.
只有我们的主能够来提供我们这样的帮助。
And also in such a way that we will be led into a higher ground spiritually.
这是借着这样的帮助，借着这样的带领，我们会被带到属灵的高地。
So when the psalmist was faced with this mountain, he has this question, where shall my help come from?
当诗歌的作者这里看见这座山的时候，他的问题就是我的帮助从何而来？
And he acknowledged that the help is from...The Lord who made the heavens and the earth.
他这里说他的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
And as a concerning the term, the maker of the heavens and the earth.
我们这里说，我们这里有一个创造天地的主宰。
And there's at least a twofold meaning to it.
这里面有两个意思。
The first is that the maker has a great power.
我们这里看见说，第一点就是这个创造者他有一个大能力。
And the prophet Jeremiah says in the book of Jeremiah that our God made heavens and earth with His great power and the stretched out arm.
我们在耶利米书在32章17节这里提到主耶和华，你曾用大能和伸出来的膀臂创造天地。
On the other hand, not only is our God's power is great, He Himself is a great God.
另一方面，我们的主不单是有大能，他自己就是伟大的神。
And Bible says that the heaven and earth cannot contain our God, and also that the heavens are but the work of His finger.
圣经告诉我们说，这个天地都容不下我们的主，这个天不过是我们主的手上的手指间的工作。
And brothers and sisters, if we know that God's greatness and also His great power, we as His children, we will have a different perspective.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们认识到主的伟大，认识到他的大能，我们作为神的儿女，我们看事情、看事物的角度就不一样了。
And oftentimes we could easily focus on our difficulties and the challenges in life and also in our service.
很多时候我们往往是会看见我们生命中、服事中的那些困难，我们只是被困，好像只是盯见困难。
And yes, they are real. Sometimes they are big as mountains.
虽然这些困难、挑战实际上是很真实的，有一些时候在我们面前好像是个大山一样。
But brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you agree with this or not. Big or small is all relative.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你同意不同意，关于大和小，这是个相对的概念。
And some issues is very difficult for me. Might not be my brother because my brother is a more capable person.
所以也许有一些问题对我来讲的话是很大的这个事情，但是呢，对我的弟兄来讲的话，那这就不是个大事情，因为我们的弟兄可能也许更有能力。
And if we have a view of the greatness of our God,
如果我们能够从神的眼光来看这些事情的时候，
and we will view things in with a very different angle.
我们所看见的就是完全不一样的情况。
And as a Washingtonians, I think we all love Mount Rainier.
我们也许都很喜欢我们的雷尼尔雪山。
And from our perspective, as we come to the foot of the mountain, we see that, oh wow, it is such a majestic, such a great mountain.
当我们来到山脚下的时候，我们看说，哇，这个山有这么大。
But if you see the mountain from the outer space, from the astronaut's perspective, I think probably it will be smaller than a pimple on the surface of the earth.
我们如果从太空来看这个雷尼尔雪山的时候，我们可能看见它很小很小一个点。
Some difficulties in our life actually is nothing from God's perspective.
很多时候我们生活中间的很大的难处的话呢，在神的眼中看的话，这算不了什么事情。
In Numbers chapter 12 and 13,
在民数记的12章、13章里面，
and probably brothers and sisters remember that there were 12 men was sent to spy out the land of Canaan.
弟兄姊妹们也许都记得那个故事，那里面有12个探子被派到这个迦南地里面去。
And after 40 days, they returned and reported out to Moses and the congregation.
那经过40昼夜，他们就回到这个营地向摩西和会众来报告。
And the 10 of them, they have a different perspective. They feel like they were like grasshoppers in their own size and also before their enemies.
其中有10个探子，他们看自己就像这个蚱蜢一样，他们看见他们的仇敌好像很厉害。
But for Caleb and Joshua, they have this different perspective.
但是对加勒和约书亚，他们有不同的眼光。
And they say, if the Lord is with us, then our enemy are just like a bread to us.
那个他们说，如果我们的神与我们同在，我们的仇敌就是我们的食物。
I don't think that Joshua or Caleb was especially a brave person.
我不觉得这个加勒和约书亚他们自己本身是一个很勇敢的勇士。
But they recognized that the great God was on their side.
但是他们看见说，那伟大的神跟他们站在一边。
And they have a faith in this great God.
他们有在这个神里面的这样一个信心。
They were men of a faith.
他们是信心之人。
And to have a faith is to have a perspective of God.
所谓说有信心，就是说你用神的眼光来看事情。
And brothers and sisters, our God is the maker of the heavens and the earth.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神是创造天地的主宰。
And he is far more capable of taking care of all the issues in our pilgrim journey.
他实在是有这个能力能够来照顾我们这个天路客走天路过程中遇到的所有的困难和问题。
Oh, we really thank the Lord.
哦，我们实在感谢主。
And what a blessing to have the creator, the makers of heaven and earth as our keeper.
这实在是何等的祝福的天创造天地万物的主宰要成我们的保护者。
Yes, our natural inclination is to lift up our eyes upon the mountains.
对我们天然的倾向的话好像我们要来看这座山。
But brothers and sisters, we need to take one step further.
弟兄姊妹们，我们应该再往前走一步。
And we need to look beyond the mountains and to see the makers who make the heavens and the earth.
我们的眼光应该越过这座山，看见那创造天地的主。
And our Christian journey, yes, indeed, is a forward, upward, and heavenward journey.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的天路客，我们的旅程的话，应该是往前向上，是属天的。
And the verses 3 and 4 talk about a second aspect of keeping that our Lord prevents our foot from being moved.
这个诗篇的第三和第四节讲到这个第二个方面就是我们的主叫我们的脚不摇动。
And the psalmist says that he as the Lord will not suffer our foot and to be moved.
这诗篇的作者这里说他这个他就是指主必不叫我们的脚摇动。
And here moved can also be translated as a shaken, not steady.
这里摇动就可以翻译成就是摇动的意思。
And it implies that we may fall out of the way, we may go astray.
这里好像的意思就引申出来的意思就是我们在走路的时候如果我们脚摇动脚打滑我们可能就走岔路了。
And brothers and sisters, yes, in our journeys, we are so easy like a sheep going astray, going our own ways.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们走这条天路的过程中间，我们好像是羊，很容易就走迷路了。
And we all know that the sheep are a dumb and a defenseless animal.
我们知道羊是很笨的，它不能保护自己的动物。
And in the Bible, we are often described as a sheep.
在圣经里面，我们人往往是被描述成像羊一样。
And brothers and sisters, this is a very important recognition.
弟兄姊妹们。看见到这一点是很重要的。
Do we agree that we are sheep?
我们同意圣经的观点吗？我们是羊。
And do we agree that we have no wisdom, we are defenseless against our enemy?
我们能够同意这个观点说我们没有智慧，我们在仇敌的这个攻击面前，我们是没有办法保护我们自己的。
Only with an acknowledgement can we come before the Lord for help, can we depend on our keeper.
只有当我们认识到这一点，我们才能够来到我们的主人面前，我们来依靠这位保护我们的这位主。
And our keeper will not slumber nor sleep.
我们的主既不打盹也不睡觉。
And he will keep us, protect us, and guide us on a 24/7 basis.
他会来带领我们，保护我们，是一天24小时不间断的。
And what a promise from the Lord that he will keep us all the time.
这是何等的一个应许，我们的主要来整天日夜全天候的看护保守我们。
And he will not suffer our foot to be moved, to be shaken, so that we may steadily continue on following him.
他保守我们，使我们的脚不摇动，他保守我们，使我们能够一直不间断的来跟随他。
Another aspect, as our keeper, the Lord protects us from harms and temptations as mentioned in verses 5 and 6.
在这个这一节诗篇的五到六节里面讲到说我们的主保护我们让我们不受伤害。
And in our pilgrim journey, there may be harms in the day and also temptations in the night.
在我们走这个天路的时候我们白天也许会遇到伤害我们晚上也许会遇到诱惑。
And during the day, the brutal rays of the sun in the Middle East and could assault the travelers on their way to Jerusalem.
白天的时候当在中东那个地方他们的阳光很强烈那个旅行的人走路的人可能会被阳光来伤害。
But the psalmist says that the Lord is the shade between the scorching heat and the pilgrims.
这诗篇的作者告诉我们说我们的主就是用他自己来荫蔽来遮盖我们使我们不被阳光所伤害。
And he is the shade.
他就是那个荫蔽阴凉处。
And the shade protects the pilgrims.From sunburn, dehydration, and sunstroke.
那个有了这个阴蔽，有了遮阳、乘凉的地方的话，那个旅行的人就避免受太阳照射引起的这个伤害，或者是经或者脱水的那种难处。
And because of the shade, the travelers can be refreshed, can also be strengthened.
那个阴蔽就可以使这个 旅行的人有休息的地方，能够重新得力的地方。
We thank the Lord, He's the shade in the day.
感谢主，在白天他是我们的荫庇。
And but also in during the night, and He will continue to keep us.
在晚上，我们的主也继续的保守我们。
And it is said that because the moon's light, is not as bright as the sun.
在晚上的话，虽然那个月光的这个光线不是像白天那个太阳光那么强烈。
Yeah, it's a kind of a dim. And if the travelers trust the guidance of the moon, and oftentimes the travelers will be misled into dangers.
那个晚上月光呢，可能是比较暗一点。如果我们旅行者在晚上走路靠这个月光的话呢，很多时候你可能会落在陷阱里面去。
Yes, the Lord, but we thank the Lord will keep the travelers even from being misled.
我们感谢主，我们的主会保守我们这些天路客。不要走迷了路。
Brothers and sisters, isn't that true for our journey? Isn't that true for our current times?
弟兄姊妹们，这对我们来讲是不是很真实的情况？特别在这个时代，这个时候是不是很真实的情况？
We know that the Lord's return is very, very imminent.
我们知道我们的主的再来是非常非常的迫切了。
And we are in a very dangerous time.
我们也落在一个非常危险的时代里面。
And they are open assault to the faith.
很多人他们反对我们的信仰，公开的来攻击我们的基督信仰。
And there are difficulties and hardship in our circumstances.
在我们的环境里面，我们会遇到困难，会遇到很大的难处。
And they are just like the scorching heat during the day.
他们就像白天的时候太阳那个猛烈的暴晒一样。
And there are also temptations that infiltrated our spiritual lives.
有很多的试探引诱渗透在我们的日常的生活里面去。
And like our brother mentioned about the temptations.
就像我们刚才弟兄所提到的那些诱惑试探。
There's all kinds of temptations through the media into our lives.
在我们的这个新闻媒体，在我们的网络上面又充满了这些诱惑试探。
And that is just like the misleading, confusing, and influence of the moon.
这就像那个月亮晚上走路的时候，月光给你带来的那些就是。不清楚迷惑人的那些带领。
But how wonderful it is to know that our Lord is the shade from to keep us from all the attacks and the hardships.
我们是感谢主是何等奇妙的一件事情，我们的主就是那个荫庇，能够避免我们接受太阳光直接的暴晒。
So that we can be strengthened and refreshed.
我们能够有机会有地方能够来重新得力。
And He also keep us from all temptations on our pilgrim journey.
他也帮助我们在走天路的时候能够避免各样的凶恶，远离各样的试探。
The last aspect, the Lord preserve our souls, as I mentioned in verses 7 and 8.
在第七节，这个大节这里提到说，我们的主保护我们的性命。
And to preserve our souls, the Lord keep us from all evil.
保护我们的性命就是主来使我救我们脱离各样的凶恶。
I think that the word all is very, very,comforting.
这里讲到就是说所有的，这实在是非常安慰我们的一件事情。
And all evil is not just the external harms or hidden temptations or hardship or our tendency of going astray.
那个所有的这些凶恶，包括有外面的伤害，包括里面的诱惑，包括任何就是走偏的倾向。
And this is all evils. Something we may know, we may be aware of. Something that we don't even know.
这里包括所有的凶恶，有一些是我们知道、看见，有一些甚至我们不知道、没有察觉的。
And whether it is from the external our circumstances,
不管是说这些从外面的环境来的
，or from the internal from our fallen nature,
还是说从我们里面的罪性里面发出来的
，it is the Lord will keep us from all evil. It's all inclusive.
我们的主要救我们脱离一切的凶恶，这里的一切包括所有的。
So that we may continue to follow him, not going astray.
为了我们能够继续不断的来跟随他。
And in the last verse, the psalmist says that the Lord's keeping is in our going out and coming in.
最后一节提到说，我们的主的保护是在我们出去、我们进来，在我们产生活中间，随时与我们同在。
And it references to the details in our daily life.
这里提到就是我们每天日常生活的细节。
And Brother and sister, I don't know whether you feel it is kind of a hustle nowadays to go out and come back home.
弟兄姊妹们，我们现在没有觉得说我们出门好像是一件很困难的事情了。
But even during these times, the Lord's keeping is with us.
但是即使就在这样的时候，我们的主的保护也与我们同在。
And finally, His keeping is not just for the current time, but it continues on into eternity.
最后一点我们要提到，我们的主的保护不是有时间性的，不是只是暂时的，不是只是现在的，而是从今时直到永远。
As I prepare this assuring, as I meditate upon the Lord's keeping grace,
当我在思想这篇信息的时候，我在想主的保守的大能。
My heart was filled with thanksgiving toward Him.
我的心充满了感恩。
We are so unworthy, and yet He loves us so very much.
我们实在是不配，可是他是这样的爱我们。
And He has made this all-inclusive keeping grace available to His children.
他把那个包括一切的恩典能够向我们来启示出来。
And to make it available.
并且是向着我们预备好的。
And but to make it a reality in our daily life, and there's some responsibility on our end.
在我们的日常生活中间，我们要经历到这主的恩典的话呢，我们是有条件的。
And Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12.
保罗在提后提摩太后书一章十二节这里说
And I just read the second part of it.
我就读后半段
For I know whom I have believed and I and am persuaded that he is able to keep us for that day the deposit I have entrusted to him.
因为我知道我所信的是谁也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日。
He is able to keep for that day the deposit I have entrusted to him.
也深信他能保全我所交付他的。
May we all be persuaded by the Lord in his word.
让我们每一个人都被主的话所说服。
He is able to keep us until that day.
他能够保守我们直到那一天。
But more than that.
但是呢其实还不只是这一些。
In turn, because of we are being persuaded, we should entrust ourselves to our Lord.
因为我们被说服了，所以我们把我们自己完全交托给我们的主。
May we all be responding to His grace.
因为我们每一个人对主的恩典都有这个回应。
May we continue to walk His way to experience His keeping grace and the power.
让我们继续走天路的时候，能够经历到主的大能和保守的能力。
Till the day we see Him face to face.
直到那一天，我们面对面的看见主。
Let's pray.
我们一块祷告。
Lord, we do want to thank you and praise you.
主，我们实在要感谢赞美你。
Because you are the overcomer.
因为你实在是得胜者。
In our pilgrim journey, Lord, you continue to lead us and guide us and keep us.
在我们走天路的过程中间，你一直在带领我们，你保守我们。
The enemy may try to find opportunity to tempt us.
我们的仇敌也许一直在等候找机会要来试探引诱我们。
But Lord, we thank you because you have overcome.
主我们感谢你因为你已经得胜
And you will lead us into your victory just as you have won.
并且你要带领我们进到你已经得胜的那个得胜里面
And also Lord pray that you will teach us how to entrust ourselves into your gracious hands.
主我们祷告你在教导我们让我们知道怎么样把我们自己能够交托在你的手中
So that your keeping grace and the power will be a reality in our pilgrim journey.
使你自己的恩典和能力在我们这个天路里面成为那个实际
We thank you for speaking to our hearts.
我们谢谢你对我们的心来说话。
Thank you for your presence.
我们谢谢你与我们同在。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So we have a few announcements in the following.
弟兄姊妹们有一些报告。
So friends, this is all the meetings will still be held online.
弟兄姊妹们我们的一切的聚会还是在线上进行。
And the Tuesday prayer meetings is from 7:30 to 9 p.m.
我们礼拜二的聚会祷告聚会还是从七点半到九点。
And we all know that we are in this very difficult, challenging time.
我们知道我们现在在一个很困难的时候。
So brothers and sisters, we need to come before the Lord in prayer.
弟兄姊妹们我们需要来到主的面前来祷告。
So we would like to encourage all brothers and sisters to come to the prayer meeting.
我实在是愿意鼓励弟兄姊妹们每一个人都在这个祷告聚会里面来。
And on Friday, we have a children meeting from 7 to 7:45 p.m.
在礼拜五的晚上我们有孩童的这个聚会是从7点到7点45。
And the Bible study starts from 7:45 to 9:30.
我们的读经聚会是从7点45到9点钟。
And on Saturday, the Southeast Bible study will be held from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
礼拜六东南区的读经聚会是从6点半到8点
半。And we have a few meetings on Sundays.
礼拜天我们有几个的聚会。
And we still have a breaking of bread meeting. Brothers and sisters, please remember the Lord in your homes.
礼拜天早上我们还是有薄饼的聚会我们请弟兄姊妹们在自己家里面来薄饼纪念主。
of course, some brothers and sisters will join a group and for this meeting.
有一些弟兄姊妹们会一同在线上播饼。
And the message meeting will be held at 11 a.m.
我们的信息聚会会在11点开始。
And the next Sunday, we will have our brothers Shouwen Lee and Qian Wen sharing.
下个主日是我们的俊硕弟兄和纪言弟兄来交通。
And the sister Jun Wu and the brother Ben Chen will be interpreting.
是吴静姊妹和张立邦弟兄来翻译。
And afterwards, we will have a children meeting from, start at noon from 12 to 12:50.
在主日的信息聚会结束之后 ,12 点到12点50我们有孩童的聚会。
And brothers and sisters, 2020's offering receipt will be provided electronically upon request.
弟兄姊妹们关于2020年的奉献的收据是通过电子的版本形式给大家的但是呢大家需要跟财务的弟兄来要这个收据。
And please contact Brother James Chan for your receipts.
请大家跟杰明弟兄联系要这个收据。
And our brothers, their contact info, can be found on our, webpage.
在教会的网页上面有我们杰明弟兄的这个 email 地址。
And please, refer to our church website for prayer requests.
请大家来到我们教会的网页上面来看这个教代祷事项。
And additional announcements.
还有一些其他的一些报告事项。
We will conclude our meeting this morning.
今天早上我们的聚会就停在这里。
Farewell, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们再见，主祝福大家。